Unit 1, Part 2. Joyce is watching an interview on a TV program. You now have 40 seconds to study questions 1 to 8. Now listen to the interview. The interview will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The conversation will begin now. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Festivals Around the World. I'm Terry Brown, and today we'll talk about Chinese New Year with our guest, Jenny Kong. She teaches people about Chinese culture. Welcome, Jenny.
Thanks, Terry. I'm happy to be here.
Question 1. What is the TV program about? Question 2. Who is the guest on the program? There are many interesting events at Chinese New Year. First, families do lots of house cleaning before Chinese New Year. Why do they do that?
To say goodbye to the old year and welcome the new year. We clean houses because we want to sweep away bad luck. Then we can be happy and healthy in the coming year.
Interesting. How about snacks? There are different kinds of food for Chinese New Year.
Yes, we buy sweets and chocolates for our family and friends. We also prepare sweet trays for visitors.
I love all those snacks at my relatives' homes. I also love turnip cakes.
They're delicious.
So why do we see so many turnip cakes at Chinese New Year?
We make turnip cakes because there are a lot of turnips in winter. In some areas of China, turnip has a different name. It means good luck, and the word cake in Chinese means prosperity. Nearly everything we eat or do at Chinese New Year carries some good meanings.
Question 3. According to the guest, people clean their houses before Chinese New Year because... Question 4. What snacks does the guest talk about? Question 5. According to the guest, the word turnip sounds like in some areas of China. Oh, I didn't know that. Do we do anything else to wish people luck?
Do you notice the special greetings at Chinese New Year? Instead of hello, we say lucky greetings to people we meet.
What do we say at Chinese New Year?
We can say different things. For example, may you be healthy, may you be wealthy, may your wishes come true, may everything go well with you. Of course, there are many more.
Question 6. Healthy and wealthy is a pair of rhyming words. Which of the following pairs of words rhyme? A. B. U. B. May. Healthy. C. True. U. D. Wishes. Well. and people usually go to flower markets to prepare for Chinese New Year. Is that right?
Yes. Flower markets are full of people before Chinese New Year. They're usually open for a week. Lots of people enjoy shopping in the crowds. And now, people can buy almost everything they need for Chinese New Year at the flower markets.
That's all very interesting. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll talk about the wonderful tradition of giving money to children. Question 7. According to the guest, which of the following is true about flower markets? Question 8. What will the speakers talk about after the break? Listen to the interview again and check your answers. The interview will begin now. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Festivals Around the World. I'm Terry Brown, and today we'll talk about Chinese New Year with our guest, Jenny Kong. She teaches people about Chinese culture. Welcome, Jenny.
Thanks, Terry. I'm happy to be here.
There are many interesting events at Chinese New Year. First, families do lots of house cleaning before Chinese New Year. Why do they do that?
To say goodbye to the old year and welcome the new year. We clean houses because we want to sweep away bad luck. Then we can be happy and healthy in the coming year.
Interesting. How about snacks? There are different kinds of food for Chinese New Year.
Yes, we buy sweets and chocolates for our family and friends. We also prepare sweet trays for visitors.
I love all those snacks at my relatives' homes. I also love turnip cakes.
They're delicious.
So why do we see so many turnip cakes at Chinese New Year?
We make turnip cakes because there are a lot of turnips in winter. In some areas of China, turnip has a different name. It means good luck, and the word cake in Chinese means prosperity. Nearly everything we eat or do at Chinese New Year carries some good meanings.
Oh, I didn't know that. Do we do anything else to wish people luck?
Do you notice the special greetings at Chinese New Year? Instead of hello, we say lucky greetings to people we meet.
What do we say at Chinese New Year?
We can say different things. For example, may you be healthy, may you be wealthy, may your wishes come true, may everything go well with you. Of course, there are many more.
And people usually go to flower markets to prepare for Chinese New Year. Is that right?
Yes. Flower markets are full of people before Chinese New Year. They're usually open for a week. Lots of people enjoy shopping in the crowds. And now, people can buy almost everything they need for Chinese New Year at the flower markets.
That's all very interesting. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll talk about the wonderful tradition of giving money to children. This is the end of Unit 1, Part 2.